Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Periodically, we want to pull ideas straight from the headlines. And today, the biggest story from the headlines is the coronavirus and the impact this is having on our economy and on, you know, our wallets. So, Sean, what are your thoughts on this, the impact on the market, on just in general? I mean, the Dow Jones average is in the midst of what could be the biggest decline since the recession.
This is what I always say to people when it comes to like the stock market, investing in finance. You can learn all you want to learn in textbooks and in theory, but there's a thing that we call life, what has unpredictable factors that affect markets. And today's show, I thought it was important that we talk about these things and like the coronavirus that it's having globally on world markets and the world in general. And, you know, people, the market is so affected by fear.
Absolutely. So, you know, Matt just touched on the stock market. The S&P and the Dow have had some of their largest decreases since 2008.
All right, Dion. Well, why don't you give us a little background on what we're dealing with right now with this coronavirus?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty scary. So we're close to 80,000 cases now worldwide. 3,000 people have died at this point, mostly elderly men and men from that particular area, but it's
China,
yeah. But and that's actually the specific area, yes. But they just had their first case in California, so even the CDC now is loosening up their restrictions on who actually gets tested for this virus. It's getting a little bigger than we expected. There's now a 2% chance of dying from the disease, or from the virus, I should say, 20 times more likely than the flu, which is a 0.1% percentage of death from the flu.
It's clearly reaching pandemic status. But let's talk about the fiscal, the economic impact, Dion. Do you have any details or facts you want to share about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's far-reaching. You don't even realize just how many sectors are already being affected. I mean, China, as we know, is a big producer, as well as a huge consuming population. So companies like Apple and Microsoft have come out and are revising their forecasts due to supply chain shortages,
right?
The parts that they normally get. Jaguar, the same thing. And speaking of the luxury market, Hermes also came out saying they're going to have to revise their forecast, because guess who's one of the number one purveyors or consumers of luxury retail goods? Is the Chinese market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty staggering just how far reaching this really is.
Yes, Dion. And the fear from all of those facts that you just talked about, it's impacting the entire stock market and some of these other businesses that are affected. If you're not aware, just think about public businesses. Think about movie theaters. Think about sporting events. They're talking about potentially stopping the Olympics. Think about the global issues, airplanes, cruise liners. There's so many businesses.
Even the airlines, they're looking at, just think about now, if they're losing money because global travel is going to dip for the first time in, they don't even know when.
So think how that fear will then impact investment. If you want to invest in some of these companies, like, what have you seen the numbers already impacted?
Yes. So I'm going to tell you. So the Dow Jones plunged nearly 1,200 points. So it's very volatile. The S&P closed below 3,000 for the first time since last October. I'll say this. It's scary for those who already have their money in the stock market, but then at the same time, it's on sale for those who want to get in. Right, Sean?
Exactly. And I would say those who are holding in their positions, I wouldn't get too worried about looking to liquidate. I would say, like you said, it's a new point of entry where you can get things on sale. And every situation, there's always opportunities. You know, one of my greatest real estate purchases was right after 9/11, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. I got a great deal. So despite everything that's happening, there's opportunity in the market that you can take advantage of. Stocks that you may not have been affordable can now become affordable. And I would say this is also with this coronavirus, as the listeners should understand, understanding like your personal impact to this, understanding that, you know, goods are based on supply and demand. And there's a lot of demand for certain goods out there that was not such a high demand a month, 2 months ago, such as masks, such as certain medical supplies. They already said, I was listening to the news, there's a shortage of ventilating machines.
Wow.
So you should need to find companies that produce these things and maybe consider doing a short-term investment in these things. Because can you imagine, just think about it in layman's terms, if you're a company that makes ventilating machines, your phone must be ringing off the hook. If you make masks, everybody must have to work overtime to create masks to satisfy the demand.
And then think about this now. Get creative, right? If you're an entrepreneur, yes, there's the standard blue and white, you know, very sterile surgical-looking mask. Now isn't that an opportunity to come in and do something that can differentiate from the market and make
my
masks
fashion girl
cool?
Spirits, yeah,
I'm
faux
just
pas
saying.
Mask, exactly.
Yeah.
So those are things,
business
and then also
opportunities.
And then, but you got to understand too. With that, there could be a shortage of food. I was never one, like, I grew up in a house where my mom stockpiled her freezer and fridge with all this extra food, and I was never about that game. I was always like, let the grocery store hold my inventory. When I need it, I'll get it. But I think there's a time now you should be thinking, you know, I heard a very interesting thing. You should be able to live your life 30 days inside your house without leaving. So, because that's what the scenario that could happen, worst case scenario, is that you would have to be contained in your house for 30 days. That's the real threat here, to be quite honest with you, because, you know, the chances are of you dying from this coronavirus is very slim. But the scary part is, you know, 2%, they said that the mortality rate is at 2%. So that meaning you'll know somebody or somebody that knows somebody that has died from the coronavirus. That's very scary.
That's real.
But how you can prepare yourself is understand that you have to make sure that you're able to live in your home for 30 days without getting any type of outside influence. So stockpiling those necessities is very important.
Well, but that also gets complicated depending upon the type of lifestyle you have. If you're an elderly person, if you're someone who needs medication, there can become, I was watching on the news earlier today, they were talking about how there can become a run on certain medications where then you might have a hard time being able to get your prescriptions if you need those to live on. So for these 30 days of preparation, you should be planning. So if you can reach out and get, you know, prescription medicine in advance, in addition to the food and the resources. But there's complications when it reaches this type of pandemic.
Yeah, and you should double up on your prescription. And the theory is, if those that are living in the United States, they're saying that it would become more of an epidemic getting into the fall, so you still have time, because these type of viruses tend not to do well in summer months. So by the time if they don't find a vaccination for it between now and then the trouble would start for us in the United States around the fall. So you have time to plan out and build up for that worst case scenario.
Taking it outside of the individual realm and just looking more at a global and political realm, what are your thoughts, Sean, on how, like, our president and his rhetoric and how his handling will impact markets and will impact globally how the financial world is going to, you know, how volatile is this going to be?
Well, great question. And, you know, everybody has their own hidden agenda. And I think our current president, he's answering it in a way because he knows it's election year. So any type of disturbance in the market affects votes for him. So he's more trying to, and he's looking out, you know, for his perspective, more trying to calm things, bring calmness to America, because he needs that in this type, in this current election time.
But it's now, hard. It's hard to. But the, his problem will be the credibility factor, because, like, a panelist was saying earlier that he lied about on day one the amount of people that were at his inauguration.
But he knows.
So wait. But so the point, the analogy is, if you're gonna lie about, if you're gonna distort the facts about how many people, something so insignificant that means nothing. If you're going to lie about that, how many people were at your inauguration?
Right.
How can I trust when it's of maximum consequence? Like, if you're going to lie about something that means nothing, how do I take in when you're talking about something that means everything?
But he knows the hustle as well as I know the hustle. He knows that he has some time. He knows, like, it's not going to start going crazy till the fall. And if he can push everybody, calm everybody between now and the fall.
Well, we say that like that's a fact. We don't.
It's fact. Scientists have said, like, it's like I said.
Listeners, I'm just going to say for the record, we're not speaking in fact. We're taking people's word
absolutely
for things. So let's be clear.
Yeah, and a hypothetical and, like, looking at patterns and so forth. And he's betting on, okay, if I keep things calm and everybody cool, by the time they register to vote, by the time they put in their vote, then I'm good. Because if it was, like, for example, if Obama was president and he was on the outside looking in, he would make it seem like it's pandemonium. Things are crazy. The president's not handling. So you have to look at your situation, understand, and, like, you know, become worldly. That's the thing about I think I don't like about us Americans is that we're not as global as we should be. Like, look beyond the borders and see what's happening and see what's trending. Yes, there's an alert there. Even though our president says stay calm, prepare. You know, prepare your home, prepare your house, be mindful of things you're gonna attend, events you're gonna attend. Be understand that the chances are that you'll die for it are slim, but it's going to affect you in other ways.
Well, that's why I was saying beyond the American border, that I think our president and his history of truth telling is not going to necessarily bring out confidence from the global markets on what he's saying in terms of how we're treating this, how we're, you know, any reports or updates. There's a lot of skepticism. So what about how to protect your portfolio? Let's say you're big in the stock game, you're big in the investment game, and now we're about to, if we're on the horizon of, say, another recession potentially, if that were to happen, if this is 2008 over again, like if you could go back in time, you know, let's say we're on the precipice of something bad for the stock market, how do you think one should treat this? As you just hold tight and allow things to do what they do?
Well, I think Dion, the lady with the facts, hit the nail on the head. I would say, you know, be calm. Don't look to liquidate everything. My portfolio is taking a little bit of a hit. But like Dion said, this is an opportunity to buy more, to see what stocks have taken a hit. And because it's only, and then look at, I would look into the health industry. Look at stocks now that are health related, that are related to this coronavirus. And maybe it's a little short-term hit that you can make. But I would not get into the game of liquidating, selling off. I would be calm.
So as companies like, say, casinos, airlines, shipping companies, cruise liners, as those types of industries are going to take a major hit, you're saying now would be the time to then
invest in those. Yeah. Go deep. You know, last year, this time, nobody even wanted to look at Tesla. The stock was going to dive. The CEO was smoking marijuana on podcasts. And people were like, and now the stock is booming. You know, Goldman Sachs reported a zero profit growth because of the coronavirus.
A
but
corona cough in the room. But anyway.
Yeah, we got a corona cough in the room.
Man, where did that come from?
Yeah, have a corona. But, yeah, Goldman Sachs has reported most corporations are going to have a zero profit growth for 2000 and for this upcoming quarter. But it's okay because everything, as to quote the great Bob Marley again, is for a time. And this will pass like everything else has passed. And if those that are able to hold positions and gather things are going to succeed. And everybody will talk after the fact. From like the great Warren Buffett, we'll talk about after the fact. Oh, when the coronavirus was happening, I was investing in this and I made so much money that the market turned around. They're always talking about what they did when
right.
the economy was down, where people were running and scared.
Right.
They were buying. When Detroit was falling apart, he was buying property in Detroit. So for those that are listening, this is why we're doing this show. We're letting you know that, yeah, everybody's going crazy and healthy, but the smart investor right now is acquiring.
It's strategic
and acquiring. So we want you guys to know of the same mindset. Yes, understand what's going on health-wise, but this is the time to acquire. Like, I got my best purchases after 9/11.
It's so true. I actually bumped into my good friend Alicia Holmes. We had on the show not too long ago, literally last night. She said, oh my gosh, I am going to get my women together. She does have a wealth creation or wealth mindset mastermind that she puts on for women. And she says, I'm going to get my ladies together and make sure I, you know, definitely educate them on getting in now. So from another savvy investor.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on this coronavirus and the global impact. So stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are talking about the global pandemic coronavirus and its economic impact. Dion, you were going to add something before we went to break.
I was just saying, you know, we've talked about the global impact, and I'm also just going to chime in with some of the just on a local level. You know, you don't realize, for example, businesses in Chinatown, it's becoming a ghost town because people are afraid to go and shop. Or
you're referring to Chinatown in New York City.
Thank you for that. So Chinatown in New York, but this could be actually the same thing in the Chinatowns and across the country. There's a restaurant who's seen a 40% dip in their patronage since September. Another rice noodle company, he's had to actually lay off 40% of his team since this epidemic has, you know, taken hold. So something to think about from a business ownership perspective. As an employee, should you be proactive in looking at other industries? Because you might get laid off. That, again, affects your pocket. That affects your finances.
Well, I would definitely piggyback on that and say, if you're working in an industry that you can already see it's impacted, or, you know, you can project that there's potential impact. I was speaking this week with a friend of mine who's a film executive, and he was talking to me about the drastic impact that this can have on the whole film industry, like in terms of going to movie theaters, or the CEO of Disney just stepped down recently. And, you know, like, one could surmise that he might have just wanted to retire, because who wants to head amusement parks, movie theaters? That whole industry right now is going to take a massive hit, hopefully not for long. I'm hoping, you know, they get this a hold on this. But if people's mentality is, like, they don't want to shake hands, hold hands.
Right.
They don't want to be in public
crowds.
In large crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the businesses and all the ramifications. So to your point, on a smaller level, whether you're working at a restaurant and you could see, you know, they're having layoffs, if you're working at major corporations that deal with the public in major ways, this is going to be a rough year. And I don't know how long the ripple effects will be.
Let me speak on the opposite end. So think what will do well. Like, think about it. Home activities, board games may start doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
good point.
You know, Netflix may start doing really well. Things that you have to do at home, you know, maybe Uber Eats, delivery, those type of things that have, because people are going to still have, like a guy said to me, like, people still have to live.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are going to do a lot of home activities right now, there's a lot of things you can invest in that's related to the home. There's a lot of jobs that you can invest in that's related to home. You know, if you have a company that focuses now, not only do we clean, but we sterilize.
Mm.
How strong a selling point is that? So you have to look at and see that. And every environment, this is the mind of a hustler. In every environment, there's a chance to succeed. And that's how I look at it. There's an opportunity. But I would recommend still, with this coronavirus, it's a very serious thing. Protect yourself and your loved ones and those around you. Be mindful of what's happening. Despite what our president would say, I think it's something that is, when 2% of the people are passing away, somebody you know could pass away from this disease. It's something that is something that needs to be taken seriously. It's not a joke. Yeah. It ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke. Wash your hands.
So, yeah, it's definitely not a joke. And to Sean's point, we are a financial show. So you can be strategic in moments like this and look for opportunities. So definitely keep your eyes wide open. There's always, history has shown during some of our most tragic times, investors and people with money have made a mint. So the impact economically is huge. So keep your eyes open, wash your hands, sanitize, and keep safe in this coronavirus era.
Yeah, my advice to you, stay at home and listen to two black guys with good credit.
Binge listen.
Binge.
All right, well, that's it for this week's Trending Topic Show. We will do these periodically.
Yeah, and don't forget to email us your questions at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That stands for Two Black Guys with Good Credit @gmail.com. And always keep following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Two Black Guys Good Credit. And always send us a 5-star review. We love those. Like Young C005, who said, "Lifesavers. Yo, I love the episode. Your credit card is not a mortgage. I'm paying for all my rental property renovations through my credit card and transferring the balance to a 0% card. I'm raising the rents and forcing the value up. Plan to refinance in a year to get my money back. Going to Jamaica at the end of this month and will be flying for free through the rest of the year. I can't explain how much this show has done for me." Young C005, we're so happy we're making you happy and traveling the world. And my name is Dion Nichols, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. And I'm out.
All right. Thanks, D. And I'll give you a quick bottom line. Even during these volatile times, stay calm. If you're in the market, if you're an investor, don't panic. Hold tight, stay calm, and you'll be fine. Just wash your hands. I'm out. Matt Smith. And remember, nothing changes if nothing changes.
I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'd just like to say, through these times, you have to understand it's a cycle. We will get through it. But just prepare yourself. Look for opportunities. Just protect yourself and your family. And as I do, keep your money in your damn pocket. But before you put your money in your damn pocket, make sure you sterilize that money nowadays. Okay, people? I'm Sean. Better have two black guys with good credit. And I'm out.
With good credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.